Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Gojo Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. The African Tourism Summit Cafe is a dedicated conversation from the recently held summit at the Sandton Convention Center, Johannesburg, where panelists and speakers have been sharing their experiences of the event. My guest today is a sustainability champion, Judika Fagona from Kenya. She narrows down on why tourism leaders and stakeholders should go beyond the numbers to institutionalize sustainability as part of the new tourism normal. Judika applauds African Tourism for taking the bold step to host the summit.
Good evening, and it's literally sunset here, right? In Johannesburg, and I've been joined by Judika Fagona, and she is a founder of Sustainable. Let me leave that to her too. You know what I mean? She's been on my podcast. This is the third time, and she's been attending the conference here in Sandton, Johannesburg, and it's the Africa's Travel and Tourism Summit held by South African Tourism. And we had opportunity to speak to people. Obviously, it's the major gathering after 16 to 18 months, and I would like to pick her thoughts on the organization. And then she spoke on two sessions. Judy, welcome to the podcast again.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be on this podcast.
Thank you. And I mean, anyone who listens to you or read about what you tweet and follow you knows that it can only be one thing.
Yes.
Responsible tourism, sustainable tourism, and everything inclusion.
Yes.
Luckily this year we're having a World Tourism Day's theme as tourism for inclusive growth. Okay.
Yeah.
Now let's get started. What's your impression so far? I mean, is the final day here?
Yes.
Yes. What can you say from the day of arrival? We are in COVID, start all of that. Give us a brief of what your experience at this conference.
One of the things that I noticed coming into this venue of Africa Travel and Tourism Summit was the excitement on everyone's face. It was like everybody's been waiting for an opportunity to reconnect. And though people will not hug, you will see the smiles on people's eyes. People have learned how to smile through their eyes as their faces are covered with masks. The excitement was visible. The concentration in the sessions was amazing. Normally people are so used to going to conferences that they're always going in and out of rooms. For the first time I have seen people sit through a session or even two or three sessions without getting up. And I said that people are hungry for knowledge, for interaction. People are hungry. The industry is hungry for new lessons and learning. Because what COVID did, and we spoke about this in my first podcast last year, soon after COVID, we said that the industry was shaken to its core. An industry whose resilience is now in question. And this is an industry that supports so many people. It's an industry that's next to agriculture. I think it's the only industry that supports rural employment and rural economic inclusion. And so there's so many lives that are threatened, so many small businesses that are threatened. And this audience was a mix. I saw a lot of young people in this audience, and I said, this must be the SMEs. They want to learn the ropes, they want to survive. They are not giving up. That's why I keep saying that the sustainability of Africa's tourism must be anchored on small and medium enterprises. They can take the shock. They have their own vulnerabilities, but they can take the shock and bounce back quicker than the bigger enterprises. Not to say this in any negative way, but there are many more bigger corporations that would have been here today. But many of them have sent their staff home. some of them have closed shops, so they're not here today. But I have seen an energized Africa that is ready to bounce back. I've seen energized businesses, energized investors that just want to know how do we get it right this time. And this is what this summit was all about.
Good. Now, you know, talking about the how people are energized and appetite for how we want to restart tourism again, you know, it sits in tandem with the theme of reawakening, you know, the spirit. I mean, if you like, tourism, growth, and intra-African travels in Africa. We've talked about intra-African travels, not here.
Yes.
In the different places.
Yes.
But if you look at what happened here, you also realize that there were dedicated sessions. For example, there was a whole day for SMEs, like you mentioned. Now, in your own interactions with them, what did you pick up? What was your motivation in coming to this? Aside the fact that they're meeting people again.
I think the biggest motivation was to learn.
Okay.
And in one of the sessions that I attended, a participant asked, what do I take away from here? I came to take away something. I want to take away something that I'm going to apply in my company when I leave this place. I don't just want to listen to everything. And that is why I have stayed in one stream. This particular person stayed in one stream and said, I wanted to learn something out of this one stream. So I stuck here to get the solution. So people have come not just to reconnect, people have come to get solutions. What do we do from here? How do we go from here? How do we grow tourism from here? How do we grow our businesses from here? How do we grow our client base? How do we attract the new traveler? It's all been about how do we do it, the practicals of it.
How do you think, or what do you think other destinations can pick up from this that can be seen as a benchmarking event, you know, in terms of being about 18 months before, since we had the major event, again, taking into consideration the extraordinary times that we find ourselves in. What was your assessment of the COVID protocols, all the things that you saw here?
I think we have come to a point where we all appreciate that our safety is our responsibility. And everybody in this meeting was masked. Everybody in this meeting was careful to sanitize when they went in and out of rooms. Everybody observed the social distancing in the sitting. There was a lot of station points of, there was a temperature marking. Everywhere you entered and came out, there was a sanitization point. The sitting was well spaced. I was able to sit in one space. So if you wanted to trace me in stream two, you would actually say where I'm sitting. And people are doing this now without being told. If somebody has sat in one place, they will come back and sit in that particular place. And nobody has to tell them that, because people are now know that they have to take responsibility. So we were so afraid 18 months ago about interactions. We have got some level of vaccination that has happened in Africa. And if we take the precautions that are required and try to get our populations vaccinated, there's no reason why we will not return to face-to-face meetings, being cautious and taking care of all the COVID protocols. Now, we've got to be, I said day one that this was a bold move, very bold, and I think without being bold, we will not get out. We have to be bold in order to get out. And yes, those online meetings are great, but there's so much that there's
the human connection.
The human connection is so different, and the atmosphere here tells it all.
As you wrap up, tell one word, one thing that you remember this conference for, and what do you think all of us as, you know, tourism industry players can move with it, because this is the first event. Now, how can we go from here?
Where do we go from here? We set the standards and we obey them as an industry. And if we set the standards and obey them and show that we are ready for this, the world will accept us. The world will accept the meetings. But if we do not set the standards and go for it, we will remain, not that we cannot be guided, health protocols and science. But within that science, we should be able to show that we are able to interpret that science and apply it and still be able to get along and go on with tourism. I've been staying in a hotel for the first time in 18 months, and I felt comfortable. I felt comfortable the way the items in my room were handled. I was even given an option. I was told, you know what, if you feel uncomfortable, you don't have to come to the restaurant. We'll give you your meals in your room, and it is at no charge. So I think the industry has done the much that it could to get travelers comfortable and traveling comfortable. So let's unlock Africa.
Good, I like that. Thank you so much, Yuri.
Thank you.